Sit back, turn the ship over to your COVAS, and relax. We're turning on Flight Assist. 07 Commanders, and welcome in. My name is Commander Mao for the win, and with me, as always, is Commander Psykit.
07 Commanders.
If it's your first time listening, we are really glad you found us. Every week on the Flight Assist podcast, we talk to a different commander or organization. We find out a little about them, what they're up to in game. We talk about the things we love about Elite Dangerous and its amazing community.
Before things get started, we just want to say thanks for being here, because this podcast would not be possible without the support of listeners like you.
Today, we have a guest that I've been wanting to have on for a long time. I'm so glad we finally were able to get this to work. So Salty Singularity, formerly Salty Hearts, is going to be talking with us today.
He is. Yeah. I love Salty. I've got a hell of a lot of time for Salty. He's He is such a lovely bloke. Just in general, any interaction that I've had with Salty has been really, really positive. And just like, it's just been a really nice time to get to know him through sort of like, and I hate using the word networking because it's so droll, but through just like meeting other Elite Dangerous content creators on all different sorts of platforms. He's been just so welcoming and so nice in just like my, I want to say like intrusion, like me, when I came back from having a very long time off, when I was not well, when I came back to streaming, the whole platform of different Twitch streamers that were now streaming Elite Dangerous, I barely recognized one of these humans. And I thought, oh crikey, I'm going to be like the new girl again. But Salty is one of those people that has just been so welcoming, or like back when I first started streaming and when I was getting to know different commanders across the community, Salty was just so welcoming and so really lovely and helpful, even like right when I was finding my feet again in it. And I just really love him. I think he's a great bloke.
Yeah, I love getting to hang out in his streams. I love it when he comes by to visit me. I love it when he comes by to visit you. He's, like you said, he's always so friendly and so willing to help people. And his wife is like that too. And it's neat anytime you run across somebody like Commander Burr and Rini, who you know, who they both play and they both create content together. And Salty Hearts and Mrs. Salty, Salty Life for me, she streams too. And so you can actually catch her doing stuff. And occasionally one of them will pop their head in on the other one's stream. You'll see them on camera. And it's really nice to see, you know, for lack of a better phrase, to see couples and families that are enjoying not only streaming, but streaming Elite Dangerous style content, or, you know, giving nods to Elite Dangerous.
Couples that game together. It's a good time. It's a good time being able to play games, or even like play games, or even if it's just tabletop games or anything like that. It's just a good time being able to share that with a significant other. It's great.
And today he's going to share stuff with us instead. So we have him for an entire hour.
Yes. Well, hi, Salty. Thank you very much for coming on. It's really good to see you.
Thank you both so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Sure. And this is Salty Singularity, not to be confused with Salty Hearts. Completely different individual.
Completely different.
Not a name change or anything like that.
Not at all. I mean, Salty Hearts was born in, 91, and I was born in 3277, so it's kind of a different thing.
Yeah, yep. Completely different.
Welcome. So if you can start, Salty, by telling us a little bit about yourself. So basics like your commander name, if you're an Elite Dangerous content creator, how long you've been playing, stuff like that.
Okay. So yes, I am an Elite Dangerous content creator. I started off in November of 2018 when a friend showed me this game, because I was looking for something that was realistic space and not just a system and they tell you to hear cartoony play, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I started off in this game, and once I realized it was our Milky Way galaxy, I was pretty hooked, and I didn't want to go anywhere from there. So yeah. I also went ahead and I took a look on Twitch, and I saw how many views were on this game, because I figured it was going to be amazingly saturated because of how amazing it looks. Right. And I was incredibly wrong. So I was like, okay, well, this is the perfect game to stream then. And that's yep. where Salty Hearts was born. And nice. I just went with my first stream ever in Elite Dangerous. First one was 24 hours long.
Wow.
What was it about Elite that you got that too, but what was it about Elite that was so appealing to you?
I've always been a really big space nut since I was like about 11. I kept on asking my parents about it, and I don't know if this is a huge thing, but they weren't very interested as far as science goes, and I really, really was. So it kept on. It was also part of my rebellion type stage, where I just kept on trying to learn more and more about space, and then I found this. This nice. Is amazing.
I've heard that now. Wife of the One and I don't have kids, but I have heard the most surefire way to get your kids to do something is to advocate the opposite.
Exactly. It's definitely true.
Or to act really interested as a parent. Like, if you want your kid to quit playing Pokemon, the right thing to do isn't to go, Pokemon's bad, or you shouldn't play Pokemon. It's to look at your kid and go, hey, have you done an evolution on your Pikachu yet? You could probably get some better moves out of it. And immediately your kids will want nothing to do with Pokemon. So I can appreciate the parental aspect of they're not interested in space. I better find everything there is to know about that subject.
Yeah.
Even exactly. You saying that, Mal, I'm already thinking, oh, cringe, I don't ever want to play Pokemon ever. So it's having the desired effect.
Yep.
Oh, no.
So go ahead.
No, please.
Oh, yeah, I was just, I was originally known as Salty Hearts. That's why it was brought up not too long ago there. But I did go ahead and switch over to Salty Singularity, mainly only because there was X's on the beginning and the front of Salty Hearts. And I couldn't stand to look at it anymore.
But Singularity is good because, you know, it has that nod to space exploration.
Right, so. Exactly. And I thought that was perfect.
Mm,
so definitely. Thinking about your love, existing love of, you know, all things space, and the fact that you saw this game and were like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Can you tell us something about your first time logging in, the first time like you got to take control of a ship and hop into game, and what that was like for you?
Well, it was, I thought every aspect was beautiful, but I didn't know what I was doing at all. I didn't know how to take off. I was like, okay, the S button actually lets me move down and space is takeoff. Why? So yeah, it took me a good hour and a half just to get unlifted off of the dock. Okay. And then, as soon as that happened, it took me another 8 hours on top of that, messing around in the tutorial to figure out how to fly out of the station and around a little bit. So
how long ago did you start? When did you start playing?
November of 2018.
Okay, right. So around the same time that I did, I believe. No, that's a lie. Ignore me. Keep going. This year has been the longest year. I'm really sorry. Yeah.
It was probably a few months before they did the new update to where the tutorial actually helps now.
Yeah. So with it, like all the new player experience, that kind of thing.
Right. Right. Yeah. So I was very lost, and it took me a lot of, a lot of looking at YouTube before I could figure out what I was doing, but it was really worth it. And I couldn't beat the tutorial for fighting. Not for my first 3 weeks. So I didn't even bother anymore. I just stopped trying the combat. And I was like, okay, I'm going to explore. I went out what I thought took forever. And it wasn't very far at all. Because I honestly thought... So I had left. It points you out of space. And it says one day until you get there.
Right.
I thought it was literal time. Like actual I have to now sit here and wait for a day.
You're not the first person we've heard say that.
Yeah. What are we on, episode 19? Yeah, we've heard that. We've heard that already.
One day, well, I'll leave my computer here and go get something, and I'll be back in a while.
That's exactly what I did. Yeah. So I came back to the computer like after a day, and it still said one day. So I didn't realize I had to jump at first.
Yeah,
I had no clue.
So the game doesn't hold your hand, does it?
It really doesn't.
Nope.
But my first time entering Witch Space was one of the most amazing things I felt like I had ever experienced the first time I saw it, you know?
Yeah.
Now a couple million times afterwards, it's a little dense, but it was really, really beautiful every single time, and I was scared of every single star I encountered. Again, now it's very different, but then it was just, I was in awe, and it was amazing.
I'm glad. I love that. Those initial experiences, I think now with the new user experience, when people do that first little set of missions, and then as you take off and the game takes control and you take off in your Sidewinder, and there's, I want to say, a type 10 that comes over your head that is massive, and then you come out and of the toast rack, and you come out and there is that beautiful ringed planet in front of you, that sense of wonder that they've managed to achieve in that very, very, those very, very first shots, those first bits of you you taking your first steps in the galaxy, are the kind of things that we experienced when we first jumped through Witch Space, or we first came upon a white star, you know, a white dwarf.
Oh, those terrifying things.
but that kind of thing, we had to discover those kind of things and experience that more, maybe organically. And now it's sort of like thrown in our face to some extent to a new player. Not that either way is a bad thing, but, it's just really cool that you had those experiences where you could go, oh my God, that's amazing as well. When you started, were you playing mouse and keyboard?
When I started, for the first, I think, 2 months, I played mouse and keyboard. Yeah. And now I wouldn't know how I did it. Honestly, yeah. I don't know how to do it now. But I got my T16000 like 2 months after I started the game, and never looked back again from HOTUS, because that was just, it was an amazing experience. It feels like I'm actually in the ship, and I get to be in space, where I feel like humanity should already be. I actually get to do this. So it's a lot of fun to experience. And since it's our Milky Way, it feels like I'm actually there. And it's a fantastic experience.
Yeah. Are you still using the same HOTUS?
Oh, no. I have the X52 Pro, but she's breaking down on me. I tried to go ahead and... I know. I was very upset, too. I was trying to find a replacement, and as of right now, they're all about $400. So I can't... I'm going to have to wait those out.
That old Microsoft Flight Simulator really hasn't helped the cost of HOTUS anytime soon.
No. For sure. Did not. It did the same thing to the price of a HOTAS that cryptocurrency did to graphics cards.
Yeah, that
it's
was
the same thing. It's
awful.
Just,
it's all right, though. We'll get them eventually. It's fine.
Eventually we'll get there.
Well, Mel, you have a what is it called? A VKB now, right?
Yeah, I have dual VKB sticks now.
Oh, wow. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's at the end. And with current prices, I mean, it's almost the same cost as buying a new HOTAS. So,
it really is, yeah.
Yeah, but I am currently at the stage where I've been flying with these for about 2 weeks now, week and a half, I guess. And I'm still flying like I'm a brand new pilot. Like, it is so hard to get muscle memory from HOTAS days to disappear and to start thinking about, oh, no, I don't have to, like, I have to stop and think about every motion that I want to make. It's It's going to take a while. I've heard it's a couple of months worth of retraining your brain, but it'll be worth it. It's like I can tell a difference.
I still feel like the switch from controller to HOTAS. When did I do that? I did that a few months ago now, probably before we started doing the podcast. If you do tune into my streams, if you tune in at the very, very beginning, you'll notice that as I start, the first time that I take away from the pad, I'm moving the stick around too much. I'm like a little bit too heavy handed because I'm still in that mindset that of the controller and that kind of thing. So, that's like a good few months down the line now, and you'd think she'd be getting better, but she ain't. It's not
happening. Yeah, when I was having that issue with the X52, where it was, I got her fixed down for right now, but it was going everywhere. All of the buttons were losing their minds, and I went back over to keyboard and mouse, and I think for about 3 weeks I was switched over playing on this form of controller, and I just, it, no matter how much I played to try to practice, it wasn't sticking. And I had already done it before, so it was kind of just embarrassing.
I feel you. Craziness. Thinking about what sort of resources you like to refer to in game. What do you find yourself drawn to or using the most as far as like third party tools?
I like EDD Lite quite a bit. That's been helping me a lot as far as finding particular coordinates.
Right.
So that's been helping out a lot.
I'm not too familiar with that.
It was actually just recently given to me. Well, recently made of my knowledge. Probably about 2 months ago, and I got that one downloaded. It's EDD Lite, and you just put in where you are and what coordinates you would like to go to once you hit. So say you go to a planet, you put in coordinates, and it will give you the coordinates of that location for that planet. So you can go to the exact spot that you're looking for.
Oh, so a bit like a bearing tool, that kind of thing.
It's right. Yeah, it's a really good tool. It's basically, I think it's a branch of ED Discovery.
Okay.
So EDD Lite, ED Discovery. And it doesn't have a lot of like the graphics overlays and the intensive sort
CPU
of like,
killers.
The CPU usage that can, you know, you need three extra computers just to run it.
Mm-hmm. definitely.
Yeah, it's got, you know, the full, it integrates with both with Inara and EDDN and EDSM and all that stuff too.
Okay.
Coriolis and ED Shipyard.
Yeah, Coriolis is also a really big helpful one for me, but I don't use it as much because I like to figure out the tweaks and feels when I'm playing with the ship.
Right.
Not when I have to look at stats on a screen. I know that sounds weird for a lot of different other people. Like Coriolis is great. It's just I want to feel the changes in the ship. I don't want to feel the changes there.
No, it's totally understandable. I'm kind of a mixture of both. Like I think when you make something, you can make something in Coriolis just so you have an idea of what you're going to do. But then if that's not working for you, there's no harm in going, okay, let's try something different. Let's engineer these lasers to be slightly different. Because while it might not be, the meta, as long as it works for you, it's that whole blazing your own trail that Elite is so very good at.
Yeah, right, definitely.
Yeah, it's one of those that I've always appreciated the fact, and this is the thing that, and I know both Salty, both you and Scikit being content creators doing live streams on Twitch, you will know this, you will have felt this as well. Invariably, somebody will come into chat and say, hey, why are you using X ship with X loadout? It's like, because I like the ship. And sometimes people are like, what? But that's not the meta. But that's not the way you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to do it this way. And it's like, yeah, I know. But I really like just flying this ship. It's really good.
Now, why are you flying that clipper? Why are you flying that clipper doing everything? Why is it happening? Why are you always in the clipper?
I don't understand. Why won't you leave that ship? And it's like, I just like flying it. It's so much. It gets along really well with me. So, I can appreciate the desire to, you know, get into outfitting and play around with stuff, and then take the ship out of the station and see what it feels like, see what it looks like, right, see how definitely. It works, as opposed to relying on number crunching. Like I'm always like, if I wanted to crunch numbers in space, I'd be playing Eve.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
This is all about, I want to be in the cockpit flying a spaceship. So,
yeah. And I mean, this game is it does go towards a lot towards efficiency. Like all the information you look at or look up, it's most efficient mining numbers get this much for, you know, but why can't you just enjoy the time mining, you know, instead of it's always great to be efficient, but it doesn't have to be the focus.
Yeah. Right. I mean, there is a time and a place for earning money quickly, but also at the same time, just go out there and have fun.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
So
something to be said for that.
What would you say that you enjoy doing the most in game then? What's your fun?
Well, see, that changes up so often, and it's, I honestly thought it was always just going to be trade. And it's not. It's actually my most favorite enjoyable thing. I didn't realize was my most favorite until they took it away. And that was the burning stations. Oh, it is my most favorite thing to do, is rushing into a burning station. Like in my head, I'm screaming for all these people to get on the ship. Let's go. And it's a really good feeling just knowing that I'm placking on all these people. I'm saving lives. I'm doing a good thing. And we're getting out of here. And then we'll come back and we'll try to repair the ship later. That's my most favorite part. It's actually, I guess it would just be role playing would be my best answer there.
Those burning stations, and they've recently come back. I think they're more than likely, by the time that this go out, they will either be super close to being fixed or completely fixed. The ones that just happened with the terrorist attacks. It was so nice to see those back in the game. It was.
I'm hoping that's an indication that this is not the last time we're going to see that. Because
absolutely not.
No. My hope, just think, Salty, if that's your favorite thing, can you imagine landing at a station and seeing people running to your ship?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Like the station on fire and then running down the corridor. Like, please let us see that. Just give us a cutscene. Like, if you have I'll take a cutscene.
I'll take a cutscene. Yeah, you know? I don't expect them to get that right on just having it in gameplay. But if it's a cutscene, they can definitely do that. And I think that would be a great idea.
Yep. If I grab passengers, let me see them on fire as they're running in, and we're like hosing them off with extinguishers. That would be great.
I hadn't even thought about that. About the stations on fire. We're still very much on a come down from the developer diary that's just happened at the time of recording this. But I had not thought about it for one second that dynamic things do happen to stations.
Right. And the people in those stations. So whatever NPC group is going to take over now, if they do happen to take over in that system, it will then be that NPC group as well. So that would be interesting to see.
So they've planned for what that tells me. If they planned for dynamic events in stations,
they must have done.
So they must have something planned for burning stations. Please tell me.
I certainly hope so. I think that would be phenomenal.
Oh, the RP possibilities are endless. So good.
Not to mention, I'd imagine. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I'd imagine we're about to see also what Thargoids look like instead of only going to the original game as reference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is really cool. I'm really excited for Feet, man.
So we found doing these interviews that what people enjoy doing the most might not necessarily be the thing that they are best at. What would you say the thing that you are best at in Elite is?
The thing that I would be best at is probably mining. I can mine very, very quickly as long as I'm not streaming, honestly. If I'm not streaming, I'm extremely efficient. And I also, I was doing it kind of as a therapy, like just to be calm. It was It was very calming for me. And then I was just like, okay, so I actually want to learn the most efficient way to do this, not to get money quickly, but just to mainly make my time. If I'm going to do this for therapeutic reasons, I want to make it worth it. And I got really, really fast at it. But if I'm on stream, it takes like an hour off of that time. It's really weird.
Yeah. Yep. Stream does that with almost everything.
Absolutely.
Almost everything in game. It takes like there are people that we know that are common friends where the joke is, yes, they will stream for, you know, 5 hours and get one mission done. Yeah. Or they will go mining and get 58 tons. Or yeah. They will start streaming and not actually even get into the game for over an hour.
Yep, yep. We know who that person is. We absolutely know who that person is.
Yep.
But yep. That's part and parcel of what streaming is. So
yep.
No one is, and I mean we've covered this before, but if you are streaming, you are to some extent some people's Google. So they will come and they will ask you a question.
Right.
Because
you're like, space Google.
Well, you're like an elite dangerous Google. So you have people, if you don't know the answer, yep. the likely it is someone in your chat is going to know either the answer yep. or where to go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I get a hell of a lot out of helping people.
Yeah. It is fun.
I love that aspect of this. That's why I continued to stream Elite, because I did look at other options when I was first starting out, and I was streaming Elite, yes, and it was my main game, but then I broke away and I was like, okay, I got to find something else. And I spent a lot of time in other different communities, and I cannot find anything comparable
yep.
to Elite.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, I can't find anyone I like nearly as much. And it is very much a difference in generation thing on yeah. who plays Elite to start off with and who's actually interested in space. And since we have those same similarities, you're going to have to need to have those similarities if you're going to be in Elite. And I think that's just sort of what mm-hmm. has kept me here.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense. So if we flip the coin on that from your forte and what you enjoy doing, is there anything that you don't participate in Elite that you wish you had, that you wish you could spend a little time doing?
I would like to learn how to effectively PvP, but I do not like it because I don't like the message that it conveys. But I like the idea of knowing how to defend myself. And I'd really like to always, if someone did interdict me, just be a god.
Yeah, right.
But I never want to have to. I just want to sit back and enjoy the other commanders and enjoy how we can work together as opposed to having to fight each other all the time.
Yeah, I can appreciate that.
Yeah, but that's what I would like to learn how to do, how to more effectively PvP, even though I'm,
more of a defense thing rather than... you want to be able to defend yourself a little bit more effectively in open rather than actively.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not looking to go to Dekai and start, hey, let's fight it out. No, yeah. I just want, if someone happens to take me down, they'll learn to think again before they ever try it again. That type of deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you align yourself with a squadron or a minor faction at all?
I was actually not allowed to for a good while there. I had my own faction. My father kicked me out to the black. So actually aligning myself with a faction was against the rules, which I kept to myself.
Okay.
So I kept my own faction, which was a solo faction. And I had that faction for a little while, and then I just killed it recently after killing my Conda. So the faction's going to be gone for until October 15th when I bring back Salty Roundtable.
Interesting.
Yep.
So where do you find yourself if you're kind of doing the solo thing, where do you kind of find yourself hanging out or spending most of your time in the galaxy?
Well, now that the prince is gone, I've been spending a lot of time recently at home trying to get things fixed up. So, gotcha. Yeah, that's what I've been back at since I mean, can't really keep me out now since you're gone. So I'm back home. Fixing things up. But what I was actually doing was I was spending a lot of time with the Dogs of Lore and the... Yeah, I was spending a lot of time there as well as with the Vikings.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yep. That's spending time with Boss Lady and Jez and that whole crew. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And doing the
Valhalla, Creed of Valhalla thing.
Stay away from Sibeo. That's what I was told to do. And that's what I did.
There you go.
So when you find yourself running into trouble in Elite, who is it that you find yourself turning to?
The private server. honestly, I don't actually run too much into trouble on Elite, but if you're just talking about as far as intelligence goes, like as information goes, I end up turning to my chat, honestly, mm-hmm. because they just...
Yeah.
They either, if they don't have the answer, I can quickly find it on Inara. Right. But normally chat will have the answer for me, or they will find it for me relatively quickly. And that's just part of the community. Like everyone who's in the chat is also playing the game normally. And if they're not, they're asking me information that I have known forever because they're just starting out and they need a little bit of help. But normally it's there's going to be someone who knows the question or the answer to my question in chat.
That's the first time I think anybody's ever used chat as where they go to.
I think someone else has said it. I'm sure. I'm almost certain someone else has said it.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I don't remember stuff well, so, you know. Speaking of memory, what is your terrible? Fondest memory or the most amazing thing that's happened to you in Elite?
Oh, I really wish I didn't curse as much as I did when it happened. Because I wanted to keep the video as kind of a memento, but I really wish it was more professional. When I landed on the Death Planet right next to the Neutron Star and we were driving around in the RV, the star goes over the planet, but it does it very quickly. So you have to, if you're going to get a picture, you got to do it now. And we got probably a good 20 pictures of it going through in all directions. So I had everything. And I was just so in awe, like earlier with the view, I thought it was absolutely amazing. And I never wanted to leave. We obviously did, but it was a really, really good spot to be. The best, but my most physical experience, the best physical experience I had is when I landed on the 11G planet with no shields and we took like two damage.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well done, that made me, very, very, very happy. I don't think I'll be able to repeat it though.
07, Commander.
I crash landed into a 4G planet once on with no. I think I had shields as well, and I exploded and died. And I was quite a way out of the bubble, and I was just talking about how I was going to sell my data. And as I came down and landed, I was like, "What's the gravity on this planet?" And then, literally, the next thing that happened was I exploded. It was beautiful. Oh, it was a beautiful time.
I remember that happening. We were doing the 11G planet. I think Excalibur went out there not too long after I went out, and he also had a good amount of data on him, and didn't work out nearly as well. Unfortunately, he didn't make it.
I still don't think I'm in any position to be able to attempt an 11G planet, especially without any shields. That's a lot. That's a lot. You did a really good job there.
It took a really long time. It wasn't, yeah. It sounds very skillful, but it was honestly because I was moving as slow as I humanly could.
So it was more of an exhibition of just human patience.
Well, I mean, you're still falling pretty fast. So if you mess up, it's a bad day. But right. Yeah, you have to be quite slow if you want to pull it off well.
What is it that keeps you logging back in?
What keeps me looking back into Elite?
Logging back into Elite, yeah.
Oh, logging back in, yeah. So definitely, you know, there's quite a few things. I mean, they brought Galnat back, and the idea of that being gone, it started taking a toll on me a little bit, is not having a direct storyline to follow, and I like to role play, you know? So mm-hmm. that was a little weird, but once they brought that back, and knowing that it was all coming back, knowing that Odyssey is on its way, it's the community is mainly what yeah. keeps me coming back, though. It's not really anything about the game. It's space, and that's, I love it, but I love the people here. It's, yeah. I don't know how to leave them.
Yeah. And isn't it wonderful that Galnet's back, though? Isn't it absolutely yes. wonderful that Galnet's back?
I was so happy.
It feels like it's never been gone now. It just feels like we're just back into it. And it's so fun. It's so fun to see. It really is.
If they ever miss a week of Galnet now, I'm going to be like, what? Withdrawals are going to set in.
Cambridge knocking on a door and going, can we have Galnet back, please?
Do you need a story? I can write you a story. If you need a story, we can get to it.
Please, please.
But, I mean, what about Elite? So there's everything there. I mean, there's so many different aspects that of this game that nobody else is doing, at least not in the same exact way. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's Star Citizen, which is a great game. I'm not here to draw on anything. Star Citizen. Now, they already have their feet. They already have everything. But I've tried out the game, and the ships, the way the ships move, the way they feel, it's not nearly as of a realistic feel as it is in Elite. And then Elite as well, you're getting your Milky Way. It kind of...
Yeah,
it's not some other random made up system. This is yours. This is our Milky Way galaxy, and this is where we're actually at. And this is a 1-to-1 interpretation of it. There's nothing that competes with that in my mind. Even though it is an 8-year-old game, and you're starting to see it, that's about to change. Regardless, and now we have. I don't know of anything that's going to be able to compete with the community with Elite. Or just the sheer actual simulator feel of Elite Dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely, for me, it's the only go-to. I've tried a couple of the other games too, and they're not bad. They're just not what I want.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a space sim. Like Star Citizen to me feels like an action game.
Right.
More than a space game. No Man's Sky feels more like
an arcade.
Subnautica in space.
That's what I was going to mention.
It's not a bad game, but it's a different feel. It's just a different feel.
Definitely.
So I totally get what you're saying about the, you know, it's very unique.
But really,
you know,
is.
In experience, it's very personal in experience because, like you said, it's our galaxy, it's a 1-to-1 simulation, and it's a community. And to bring those points together, it's our community. It's the real human community in a 1-to-1 representation of the galaxy in the future.
Right. So like if we want to go explore Mars together, me and you can go pack up and do that. Everyone else has to wait, what, like another 100 years before we can actually go colonize over there?
Something like
we
that.
Can go hang out and look over it right now. It's really cool. It's just it's a really neat aspect to bring to everybody.
Yeah.
Yep. Agreed. So, speaking of the future, let's say time travel exists.
All right.
If you could go back to that very first day that you logged into Elite and give yourself one piece of advice as a new commander, what would it be?
Don't rush. Don't do from rag to riches. Don't do any of that. Just hang out, enjoy a ship for a moment. Just hang out with your friends, explore the galaxy a little bit, you know, don't rush it out. Don't try to rush to your Anaconda, because that's exactly what I did. Like, my first week, I had an Anaconda, okay, and I had no idea what I was doing. And then as soon as I get my Anaconda, the only thing I care about now is getting this cutter. And then once I actually get it, I can't fly the thing because I know nothing about engineering, and I think it's an awful ship. So it's rushing the game before you're ready will definitely not only burn you out, but make you put in a place that you're not prepared to be in.
Yeah,
and it's just it lessens the fun of the game, and it puts a lot of expectations on others of you that you're just not ready for.
Yeah.
So you should really be able to just, you know, not grind it through. Just take your time. Enjoy.
Yeah. Well, we're on that subject of you grinding towards an Anaconda and a cutter really quickly. I'm just going to wipe the tears away from crying about a Corvette really, really quickly and ask you now, looking forward, what is one thing that you want from Odyssey that we don't already know about? Now, I know we know a fair amount more as of recent, but is there anything that you've not seen that you're still hoping for?
I would really like to have 32-player instancing all right here, right in front of my face. Like, 32 people can hop in on me if they so choose at any time.
Nice.
That's what I would like to see in Elite Dangerous. I was going at first, like a week ago, I wanted 64, but seeing how much that they're trying to put into Odyssey after what they just came out with their new dev diary, that's going to be a lot of work if I wanted them to do 64. it's a lot of work, and it's going to be a lot of work to do 32. It's just having a game like this, it's really important in my eyes, in my opinion, at least, in order to have your community with you, hanging out, being able to have a group of people, or just have a wing function properly. You know what I mean? And I think it's very important for that to be fixed, regardless of how much beauties you give us. I think you guys are doing a phenomenal job. It's just, I think that those are really big issues that need to be worked towards and kind of go above and beyond on those. That way you no longer have those toxins in the back screaming that, hey, you can't get with people. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it would be a nice fix.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's coming for you, man. I mean, the with the latest dev diary, when they were talking about the social aspect of the game,
right,
that makes me think they have to be thinking along those lines. You know,
that's what I was.
They have to be considering that if they're pushing social gameplay so much, like you can go to this place, so you can meet people, or you can meet up with your friends, they have to be working on instancing too. I think you're right. I think it's almost a critical gameplay component at this point for them.
Right. It's I mean, they call it an MMO. It has to play like an MMO, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think you may be onto something there. speaking of good ideas from Salty, do you have any current projects or anything that you're working on that we can look forward to?
Currently, I am working on my YouTube. I've been trying to get that off the ground as of late. So I have Salty Singularity on over there, and I do game news over on YouTube. But what I'm thinking about switching to, honestly, once Odyssey gets closer to being out, I was hoping to start doing some Elite game news, as well as Elite help. And some Twitch help for a lot of the newer streamers that I've been seeing trying to get into this game, especially during COVID. I wanted to go ahead and start seeing if I can help those guys out, because I was doing it here with a couple of friends here in the city, and it was very helpful for them, and we got them affiliate in like less than 2 weeks. So we need to, if I could do that with more people out there, I can bring value to them and in turn get more views on the channel, which would be great.
Yeah. It's a win-win.
Absolutely.
It
really is.
Do you play anything when you're not playing Elite?
Yes.
Aside from Among Us, which is a lot of fun. See,
yeah, it was a lot of fun. So actually then, not too much. I do, I play Elite, but a lot of my time, either I can do Among Us quickly. I need to play games that I can play in and out quickly. So Among Us, that other game that, I can't remember it off the top of my head for some reason. It's another really, really cute bunch of little guys, and it's a competition. Thank you. So yeah, but Fall Guys, Among Us, those little quicksie games that I can hop in, get it done quickly, that type of deal I've been playing. But other than that, Elite's kind of my main deal right now, especially since content creation, right? I really only have time to play with you guys on stream, and that's about it.
I mean, those are two really good games, though. The little Jelly Bean games are taking everything by storm at the moment.
The Jelly Bean games.
They're such good pick-up-and-play kind of things as well.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit there and play for hours upon end to get to a goal. It's just like, I've got 5 minutes I want to kill. I'll see if I can do an episode of Fall Guys or something. See if I can go through a bit of Fall Guys. And it's a good time.
It really is. I mean, it's the best-selling game ever.
Yeah.
I think the quickest selling game ever, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's no doubt about it. It's really good.
One day I should probably download that.
You should do. It's super fun. It's super fun. I think you'll get incredibly frustrated, but I think you'll really enjoy it, Mal.
Very upset. Like I've got to see it if you decide to.
Oh yeah, if I do, it'll definitely be on stream. Perfect. People need to see the rage.
Perfect. I think that's about it for the normal questions, and we're now on to the lightning round. Does that sound about right to you, Mal?
Lightning round. Yes, lightning round. Let's do it. Okay, so basically, this is kind of like just at the end for fun. These are all like super simple, short answer. You try to answer the first thing that pops in your head as quickly and as accurately as possible.
All right.
So if you are ready.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then. Favorite ship?
Anaconda.
Least favorite ship?
Cutter.
Best ship?
The Cutter.
Worst ship?
Oh, I can't remember the name of it. It's the, I'm going to say the Eagle.
Gotcha. Favorite station?
Favorite station is, I can't remember the name of it. I can tell you the person who voices it, though. Obsidian Ant.
Oh, Obsidian Orbital, right?
Thank you. Yes, yeah. It is Obsidian Orbital. Yep.
Favorite system?
Sabeo.
Gotcha. True or false? There's a free Anaconda at Hutton Orbital.
True.
Engineered or vanilla modules?
Oh, those are all engineered for you.
Gotcha. Alliance, Federation, Empire, or Independent?
Empire.
Favorite power play leader?
I don't know if I can tell you. it's my mom. I'll leave it there.
Out of gas, fuel rats, or suicide?
Fuel rats. Actually, at this point, suicide, because I can't go over 3. It's my own rule.
Low hole, hull seals, keep going, repair limpets, or suicide?
That's going to be a keep going option.
Gotcha. True or false, there's a free fleet carrier at Beagle Point?
No, we did the race. That's not true.
Thargoids, friend, foe, or undetermined?
I'm undetermined, but if you take me out of the sky, I'm killing you.
Okay, finally, flight assist on or off?
Both?
That works.
I don't know both.
Both is acceptable.
Depends toggle. On the situation.
Flight assist on, off, or toggle?
No, we're not. No. We're just doing on or off.
On, off, toggle, sometimes. Depends on the situation. Or...
It's all good. It's all good.
Then I guess I'm cheating here. I'll guess I'll say on. I'll go on.
And we'll allow like an interpretation between the two. It's yep. absolutely fine. Is there anything that we haven't covered today that you would like to talk about?
No, actually, I think we covered everything pretty well.
Nice. So if anybody wants to connect with you, they want to get to know you better, they want to know more about your story and see you do some Elite Dangerous, some role play, plug your stuff. Where are they going to find you?
Go ahead and find me over at Salty Singularity on Twitch. And you can also find me on pretty much any other social. On Facebook, you can get me there, on Instagram, as well as Twitter and on YouTube. So if you're on any social networking site, you will find me and know who I am.
Nice.
Well, thank you so much for being on. I've had a lot of fun. It's been lovely having a chat yeah. with you.
Thank you guys again for having me. It was a real pleasure. I appreciate it.
Of course, our pleasure. Okay, see, such a freaking great guy. I mean, mm-hmm. his love for the game and for the community, and not just for the game, the environment of the game. Right?
Yeah.
Is just infectious.
Yeah, definitely. And also, like, him saying how much he enjoyed, like, the whole roleplay side of removing people from burning buildings, burning stations, really has just, again, reminded me of how much that was such a... parts of the game that were missed entirely by big swathes of people.
Yeah.
That Galnet, all of these things that are coming back and making this into a more,
it's like it's more believable, more immersive and more believable. And it makes it feel alive again.
Yeah.
It makes it feel like there's life in the galaxy.
It's a living universe again, and it's wonderful. Yeah. It's wonderful. Yeah. We're no longer having to. Well, it is still a lot of fun working the BGS. I'm not gonna say that it's not fun, but it's also nice to see like these big events unfolding again, and hearing Salty have those kind of reactions to it as well has really warmed my little heart. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I agree. Well, that's all for this week. You can browse episodes and check out more information about the podcast at our website, flightassistpodcast.com. And you can stay up to date by following us on Twitter at flightassist_ED.
Remember, this podcast is all about commanders and communities, and that means you. We'd love to hear the questions you want us to ask our guests. And if you're an Elite Dangerous commander who wants to be a guest on the podcast, or if you would like to nominate a commander to be our guest, we need to know that too. Send us your questions and information on Twitter by tagging flightassist_ED, by email to info@flightassistpodcast.com, via our Discord at discord.io/flightassistpodcast, or by dropping us a line using the contact form on our website.
Until next week, this is Commander Mal for the win.
And Commander Psychit.
Handing the controls back to you. Flight Assist off.